Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 15th. A Massachusetts judge has ordered that Quincy hold off on installing statues of Catholic saints on the city's new public safety headquarters, giving at least a temporary win to a group of taxpayers backed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. The group sued in Norfolk Superior Court in May, citing the separation of church and state. Legal arguments were heard last month regarding the city's use and financing of religious symbols for a city-owned building. Judge William Sullivan invoked the name of Quincy's favorite son, founding father and U.S. President John Adams. His order granting the plaintiff's request for an injunction to stop the statue's installation on the $170 million building project while the case works its way through court began by citing Adams as well, noting that the second president wrote the Massachusetts Constitution, which provides in its third article that no subordination of any one religious sect or denomination to another shall ever be established by law. Sullivan also rejected the city's move to dismiss the lawsuit, writing that the Quincy residents who sued are requesting the religious neutrality Article 3 guarantees. The statues depict St. Michael, the Archangel, and St. Florian, the patron saints of police officers and firefighters, respectively. The city's lawyer argued in court the statues should be allowed, saying they may have religious connections, but they're secular icons, too. Quincy has already bought the statues at a cost of nearly $1 million. Mayor Thomas Koch, who said he took responsibility for a lack of transparency in the process, stood behind the statues, saying they transcend religion. Koch is promising to appeal the decision. A second lawsuit has been filed in connection with the mayor's annual salary in Quincy. Five Quincy residents filed suit in Norfolk Superior Court yesterday, asking the court to order the city clerk to follow state law and count all signatures on a ballot petition that can be reasonably determined to belong to registered Quincy voters. The plaintiffs, represented by the Harvard Law School Election Law Clinic, argue that state law requires registrars to certify signatures when the signer's identity as a registered voter can reasonably be determined, and that printed names may be accepted in lieu of cursive signatures. The suit contends that Quincy officials unlawfully ignored that requirement. The lawsuit is in addition to another suit calling for a preliminary injunction to stop the city from certifying the ballot until the case is resolved. The ballot question would ask if voters want to roll back the mayor's annual salary set to take effect in 2 years from $285,000 to $183,000. It would also set 2% annual raises for all elected officials and would require any change to that policy be approved by voters. A Quincy man is facing multiple charges after police say they seized guns, ammunition, a smoke grenade, and various firearm components in his home. 40-year-old Dennis Costin was arrested Sunday in Dorchester after breaking into a storage unit in Squantum. Detectives executed a search warrant in Costin's home and confiscated two rifles, three pistols, over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, a smoke grenade, and various firearms components. Costin was held without bail after an arraignment in Quincy District Court yesterday on firearms violations, including being an armed career felon. He's due back in court on Friday for a dangerousness hearing. Hingham police issuing a warning about self-driving cars after a Tesla was caught on video blowing past a school bus. A video from the Hingham Police Department shows a red Tesla driving past a school bus with its stop sign out and flashing lights on. The incident occurred on Lincoln Street, Route 3A, at about 2:48 p.m. on October 6th, according to the dash cam footage. A police officer stopped the car and issued a citation after the driver said they were using the self-driving feature. police issuing a warning saying even if a car has a driver assistance feature or self-driving option, the driver must still pay attention to what's happening on the road. The driver is always responsible for their vehicle's safe operation. State House and budget writers are refusing to fund a request from Massachusetts sheriffs to reimburse them for $162 million in overspending. Until the state inspector general can investigate the county sheriff's finances, sheriffs have blamed the cost of drug rehab programs, free phone calls for inmates, and the biggest factor, their payrolls. It's not the first year the sheriffs have overspent, but it is the biggest. But instead of reimbursing them, such as in the past, the legislature's budget writers announcing yesterday they are withholding most of that $162 million until the state inspector general helps them understand why the deficit is so big. In response, the Massachusetts Sheriffs Association and sheriffs said in a statement that they understand and respect the legislature's responsibility to ensure fiscal transparency and accountability, and they share that commitment to responsible stewardship of taxpayer dollars. Legislature is working on a bill that would mandate the Inspector General's investigation. A new real estate law takes effect in Massachusetts today, designed to prevent home sellers from accepting an offer based on a buyer waiving a home inspection. Supporters of the law say it will protect buyers from unknowingly buying a money pit. Others say the law isn't needed because the market is already correcting itself. For some home buyers, it led to buyers' remorse after closing the deal, finding damage they didn't know was there. So now the state is stepping in. Lawmakers included a clause in last year's multi-billion-dollar housing bill that says all home buyers in Massachusetts have the right to get a home inspection. If they don't like what it finds, they can back out of the deal. Starting today, once an offer is accepted by a seller, both parties will have to sign a disclosure form agreeing that the buyer can get a home inspection should they choose to do so. And the standard Massachusetts real estate contract will now include language saying the buyer's right to conduct a home inspection cannot be waived. It will be up to each buyer to determine how much in repairs would lead them to walk away. Sellers are also not supposed to accept an offer if they know in advance a buyer will waive the inspection. There are a few exceptions to the law, including if a property is being sold at auction or being transferred to a trust or family member. New construction is also excluded so long as the builder offers a one-year warranty. The law puts the burden on the seller and their listing agent to make sure they comply with those new rules. Governor Healey ordering utility regulators yesterday to start combing through gas and electric bill charges line by line to reduce or remove any that don't provide a benefit to ratepayers as they gird for the winter heating season. The order to the DPU delivered in a letter calls for the department to review each and every charge that customers are currently paying to determine whether the charge can be eliminated, reduced, or its impact mitigated. Healey also instructed the DPU to rigorously review the rate increases proposed by utilities to avoid unnecessary spending and drive down costs. Energy bills soared for many Bay Staters last winter, exacerbating chronic cost of living pressures for residents and businesses that already pay some of the highest energy prices in the country. And calling attention to the state clean energy and climate mandates, some say are driving elevated costs. Healey already shaved $50 off April electricity bills, and in March announced a series of executive actions designed to spur savings of nearly $6 billion over the next 5 years. Healey said the actions she announced yesterday add to her energy affordability agenda, which includes major legislation that fellow Democrats have been largely cool towards. The governor did not attach a timeline to her order and didn't directly answer when asked if she expects the DPU will be able to take action in time to influence this winter's heating bills. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper said it's in infrastructure and supply costs that are driving the increase in gas and electric bills. In her letter, the governor also urged the DPU to hasten its proceedings that are necessary for more solar resources to connect to the grid so Bay Staters can take advantage before the federal residential clean energy tax credit is eliminated at the end of the year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 202. The NASDAQ dropped 172, and the S&P fell 10. Shares swung higher in Europe and Asia, supported by buying of technology shares as hopes for a U.S. interest rate cut helped to offset worries over simmering trade tensions between Washington and Beijing. Dollars down, the euro rose, oil $58 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, turning partly cloudy, the high of 61 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, highs only in the mid-50s. Sunny on Friday at a high 61. Saturday, sunny, high 63. Out on the water, waves 2 feet. Northwesterly winds gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 7:11 a.m. and 7:27 p.m. Sunrise 6:56, sets at 6:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 15th.